Los recursos humanos no es algo que hacemos. Es lo que hace funcionar nuestro negocio. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Business Spanish. The Business Spanish podcast will help you develop your skills as a bilingual professional in negotiation and communication, whether you're in the boardroom or the break room. I'm your host, Michelle, and I invite you to join us in each episode as we explore the Spanish of different industries, business disciplines, and cultures. ¿Listos? Manos a la obra. Hola amigos, ¿cómo están en este hermoso día? Espero que bien y con muchas ganas de aprender sobre algunos aspectos de recursos humanos en el episodio de hoy. As we approach the final days of 2023, I'm excited to share that the Business Spanish podcast has reached listeners in 86 countries around the globe. We are grateful for each and every one of you and ask you to support us by subscribing and leaving a great rating and review in Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. That will help us to reach an even greater audience and ensure that we continue to bring you quality programs. Now, on today's episode, we're going to examine arguably one of the most important functions of business administration. Los recursos humanos, or human resources. You may recall in episode 5 of the Business Spanish podcast, we put on our hiring hats and examined how to conduct a professional job interview in Spanish. Be sure to go back and give it a listen if you haven't already. Now, in the first part of today's episode, we will be introducing some more general HR terms. Then we will practice creating two job postings. On a future episode, we're going to create a sample employee performance review. Remember, you can now download all the notes from each episode of Business Spanish on our website. Simply visit www.culturaconnections.com/podcast to sign up and to have those show notes delivered directly to your inbox. I'll leave a link in the description of this episode. And each time we release a new episode, you will receive updated notes if you subscribe. Ahora sí, empecemos con el vocabulario. El empleado, or la empleada, is employee. El empleado, la empleada. La entrevista, interview. La entrevista. Entrevistar, to interview. Entrevistar. La capacitación, training. La capacitación. Capacitar, to train. Capacitar. La evaluación de desempeño, performance evaluation. La evaluación de desempeño. Evaluar, to evaluate or to assess. Evaluar. El currículum, resume. El currículum. And there, depending on where you are, there may be other words that are used for resume, but this is a fairly common one. La oferta de empleo, or el aviso de empleo, is job posting. La oferta de empleo, o el aviso de empleo. El personal is staff, like the people that work in a company. El personal. La contratación is hiring, the act of hiring. La contratación. Contratar is to hire. Contratar. Despedir is to fire or to lay off. And we know this is also a word or a verb that means to say goodbye. But in HR, in the HR world, it is also how we talk about firing or laying off employees. And a way that you could differentiate between firing and laying off would be for a layoff, maybe add why they're being laid off. So, for example, despedir por razones económicas or reducir personal would be a way to explain a layoff versus a firing. Again, that verb is despedir. El ascenso, and sometimes la promoción, means promotion. El ascenso, la promoción. Ascender, to promote. Ascender. And to clarify, this is to promote as in to increase one's job responsibilities and pay, not to promote as in to advertise. Ascender. El reclutamiento is recruitment. El reclutamiento. Reclutar is to recruit. Reclutar. Incorporar or integrar is how we say to onboard. So to bring somebody on, to hire them, to put them through the training, and to make them part of your company is incorporar or integrar. Retener, to retain, as to retain an employee. Retener. Sancionar is the verb we use to mean to discipline, as in to discipline an employee. Sancionar. Renunciar, to resign. Renunciar. Jubilarse or retirarse means to retire. Jubilarse o retirarse. La resolución de conflictos is conflict resolution. La resolución de conflictos. La retroalimentación is feedback. And we've seen this in a previous episode too. Sometimes it's also common just to use the English word feedback, but there is a Spanish word that exists. And again, that is la retroalimentación. El trabajo en equipo is teamwork. El trabajo en equipo. La comunicación efectiva, effective communication. La comunicación efectiva. El código de conducta, code of conduct. El código de conducta. La diversidad e inclusión, diversity and inclusion. La diversidad e inclusión. El cumplimiento means compliance. El cumplimiento. Las políticas laborales are workplace policies. Las políticas laborales. Las normativas are regulations. Las normativas. El establecimiento de metas is goal setting. El establecimiento de metas. Fijar or establecer metas is to set goals. Fijar metas o establecer metas. el reconocimiento, recognition, el reconocimiento, el desarrollo profesional is professional development, el desarrollo profesional, el respeto a la jerarquía, respect for hierarchy, el respeto a la jerarquía, el equilibrio entre trabajo y vida personal means work-life balance or work-family-life balance, el equilibrio entre trabajo y vida personal, la sensibilidad cultural, cultural sensitivity, la sensibilidad cultural, la etiqueta laboral, workplace etiquette, la etiqueta laboral. Hola amigos, I hope you're enjoying this podcast and learning ways to improve your professional Spanish skills. Interested in one-on-one coaching? In addition to this podcast, I offer private and small group Spanish lessons online for beginner to intermediate speakers. For a limited time, your first session is free. For more details, leave a comment or email businessspanishpodcast@gmail.com. See the show notes for more information. Muy bien. Now, in this section of the episode, we are going to create two different job postings. The first one is for more of an office job, and the second one will be for more of a laborer job. In both cases, we'll have the job position, the description, responsibilities, and requirements. So I'm going to read the job posting for the office position first, and then we will point out a few of the different terms that are used. But if you are interested in getting the description along with the translation, just check us out on our website, www.culturaconnections.com/podcast, and you can sign up to receive all these notes and the translation. So let's go ahead and get started. El primer puesto, el título del puesto, es asistente administrativo. La descripción del trabajo es: estamos en busca de un asistente administrativo altamente organizado y proactivo para unirse a nuestro equipo. El candidato ideal será responsable de proporcionar apoyo administrativo crucial, gestionar eficientemente la documentación y colaborar estrechamente con diversos departamentos. So how they said we are looking for. Estamos en busca de. We are looking for. Altamente organizado. Highly organized. And para unirse a nuestro equipo. This is how we say to join our team. To join our team, para unirse a nuestro equipo. One of the responsibilities they said would be gestionar la documentación. Gestionar is one way we could say administrar o manejar. It's to manage. Okay, let's take a look. That was the job description. Ahora veamos las responsabilidades. Coordinar y programar reuniones, así como mantener actualizado el calendario de eventos. Actualizado means updated. La segunda responsabilidad es gestionar la correspondencia y la comunicación interna y externa de manera efectiva. Preparar informes y presentaciones para la alta dirección. So informes is another way to say reportes or reportajes, reports. And it said para la alta dirección, for upper management. Can you think of other ways to say upper management in Spanish? If so, make sure you send us an email or a comment and let us know. La siguiente responsabilidad es mantener y organizar registros de archivos y documentos de la empresa. Colaborar con el personal de diferentes departamentos para facilitar la eficiencia operativa. Realizar tareas administrativas generales según sea necesario. So, realizar, as you will remember, means to carry out or to make or to do. And tareas administrativas, in this case, we don't translate tareas like homework, it's administrative tasks. So, in this context, tareas means tasks. Ahora veamos los requisitos del puesto, the requirements. El candidato ideal debería contar con experiencia previa en roles administrativos, habilidades avanzadas en Microsoft Office y sistemas de gestión de documentos, fuertes habilidades organizativas y atención al detalle. Habilidades organizativas is organizational skills. Y atención al detalle, attention to detail. El siguiente son excelentes habilidades de comunicación verbal y escrita en español. Y capacidad para trabajar de manera independiente y en equipo. Now remember, you can go back and take a look at that job posting along with its translation by signing up for our notes on our website. Now let's move on to the job posting for a laborer.
El título de este puesto es Trabajador de Construcción. Y la descripción del trabajo es Estamos buscando un trabajador de construcción dedicado y trabajador para unirse a nuestro equipo de construcción. El candidato ideal será responsable de llevar a cabo tareas físicas y manuales para garantizar el éxito de los proyectos de construcción asignados.
So we heard this phrase, llevar a cabo, which means to carry out. It's very much the same as realizar. To carry out, llevar a cabo. Okay.
Las responsabilidades de este puesto son las siguientes. Realizar tareas de construcción como cargar y descargar materiales, cavar zanjas y preparar el sitio.
So, cargar y descargar, to load and unload. And the verb cavar means to dig. And the noun la zanja with a zeta is the ditch. So to dig ditches.
Otra responsabilidad es operar herramientas y maquinaria de construcción de manera segura y eficiente. Colaborar con el equipo para completar proyectos de manera oportuna.
And again, the adjective oportuno means timely, so in a timely way.
Mantener un lugar de trabajo limpio y seguro. Seguir las instrucciones del supervisor y cumplir con las normas de seguridad. Normas de seguridad, safety guidelines. Ahora, los requisitos del puesto son los siguientes.
experiencia previa en trabajos de construcción o habilidades equivalentes. So this phrase, habilidades equivalentes, is a good one to have in your back pocket if you're writing job postings. It means, or equivalent skills.
Otro requisito es la capacidad para realizar tareas físicas y levantar objetos pesados. El conocimiento básico de herramientas y maquinaria de construcción. La disponibilidad para trabajar en condiciones climáticas diversas. La disponibilidad is an important noun which means the availability. La actitud proactiva y la capacidad para trabajar en equipo.
Y con eso ya llegamos al final de nuestro episodio de hoy. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to write to us and tell us what you would like to hear on future episodes. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe so you hear when their next episode comes out, and share this with your other friends who are learning Spanish para negocios. ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Año Nuevo! ¡Nos vemos pronto, amigos! ¡Adiós!